Hello and welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I'm the founder and CEO of Mara Poling. Happy to be with you as always to discuss all the interesting topics that exist in and around the multifamily real estate investing world. Whether you are new to the space, a longtime investor, a passive investor with Mara Poling or with someone like Mara Poling, or building your own portfolio, or some combination of all the above, I hope that you find today's session and all the sessions that we do valuable. We're very focused and committed to education. Obviously, we like finding new folks to work with, and if you have interest, please reach out to me. The intent, however, of all of our sessions is to help spread the word and advocate for multifamily real estate being a addition and a valuable portion of everyone's portfolio. Pardon me. So with that, let's get down to this week's topic, which is underwriting sneak peek. We have a session coming up on June 11th, a webinar that you can go to the Learning Center at marapoling.com and register for, and today we're going to do a sneak peek of that session. So if you have questions, or if there's anything in particular you'd like us to address in the underwriting webinar, shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com, marapoling.com. Please go to marapoling.com, go to the Learning Center. You'll find the webinar there for June 11th. Register. If you can attend live on June 11th, fantastic. If you're not able to, then register anyway so that you'll guarantee that I send you a copy of the presentation and a link to the recording. And if you are listening to this podcast sometime after June 11th of 2020, and you're saying, oh, shoot, I wish I would have been around and knew about this so I could have attended, do not worry. Shoot me an email, and I'll be happy to get you that same information as well. So with that, let's dive into our sneak peek. So underwriting is the process of modeling out what we believe the performance of an asset will be over a period of time based on a number of inputs. You may be used to hearing that term underwriting in a couple other contexts. One is lenders. When you go to get a loan, you'll often hear, oh, it's with the underwriter. Well, the underwriter is doing underwriting, as we're about to describe to you. They are modeling out what the performance of that property is or that asset is that you're going to be purchasing, and using a whole bunch of different inputs to determine if this fits their parameters. That's what we do. And we honestly underwrite as close to the lender standards as we can. We really have a lot of respect for and confidence in our lending partners. We believe that the way they look at an asset is the way we should be looking at assets. So it makes a lot of sense for us to have underwriting that parallels theirs. The underwriting is one of the things that allows us to produce the first two and the most critical components of the five-element total return, and that is security and stability. If we get out ahead of our skis on an underwrite, we can just create all sorts of problems for ourselves. And so underwriting is a really critical component. In the session on the 11th, we're gonna go through these items, and we're also going to walk through some underwrites. We're going to look at some of the tools. I would encourage you, if you are doing your own investing, if you are building your own portfolio or already own assets, If you don't have an underwriting model, you should build one. It doesn't need to be terribly elaborate and complicated. Ours has 9,000 lines of code in it, built over several decades of work that we've done. But you can do something very simple with a basic Excel spreadsheet that'll get you started. So a couple of things we're going to address in the session that I'll just, again, kind of give you a quick peek at. One of them is, so what's it mean to be conservative? That's a really subjective term. And, you know, if I'm thinking I'm going to raise the rents on a property over a period of time, well, what's a way to make that conservative? If I honestly think I can do it in a year and I can move the rents 10%, shouldn't I just use that number? And while that's certainly something you could do, we would suggest a couple of things. Pardon me. We would suggest a couple of things. One is, what's the data say, right? So we're going to talk about being data-based and where the data is that you can get that'll help you improve the accuracy of that input that you put into the underwrite. The other is, let's just assume that we're going to be in a position where we can raise rents 10% in 1 year. Well, if that's what we think is going to happen, then in my mind, that's kind of a 50-50 proposition. There's a pretty good chance that that's exactly what we'll do. We could come in better than that, either more of an increase or faster, or we could come in a little shy of that. Maybe it takes longer or not quite as large an increase. But it's a 50-50 proposition. We're not fans of 50-50. We think conservative means looking more like an 80-20. So maybe it's, I'm going to get 8% in 18 months. And you can call that padding or, you know, putting some fat in the underwrite. You can call it whatever you want. We think it's a really smart way to underwrite, and that's how we do it, because I know all the inputs we put into the underwrite, they're not correct. The asset's not going to perform the way we underwrite it. It's going to perform differently. There's no way anybody's underwrite is ever going to nail it in terms of exactly how things are going to perform. So we need to be prepared for that amount of variance that's going to come in. We think the way to do that is to have more of an 80-20 mindset than a 50-50. We want to be data-based, so we're going to talk about some of the data and where you can get that data and where we get that data, so that it's not just, for example, Bill and I don't just sitting around in a room and say, well, I don't know, what do you think? Think we could get 10%? Oh, I bet you we could get 20%. That if we did, we'd have a lot of challenges on our hands. So you want to be data-based. There are a large number of inputs, and we're going to walk through that input list in the session. Again, remember, that's June 11th. If you haven't registered yet, go to the Learning Center at marapolling.com and please get registered. We're going to go through the levers, the inputs. Some of those levers are kind of tiny. Some of them are really big. Obviously, the biggest one is the purchase price, right? If you can change the price that you're going to buy an asset for, you're going to change the performance significantly. But that's not the only lever you can change. You can change rent growth. You can change the pace of rent growth. You can change other income lines. You can change some of the value add inputs, a whole host of them. So we're going to go through all of those inputs and talk a little bit about whether they're, you know, more of a large lever and can really do a lot, or if they're a smaller lever. There's a number of things that the underwrite will do. Part of it is it helps set a plan, right? Because in order to do all these inputs, you've got to lay out your strategy. It's, are you buying and holding this very long? Is it a shorter term hold? Is it a very heavy value add or a rehab? Is it a momentum play where there's essentially no value add in it? You've got to have a strategy that you're using when you go in. So it's giving you not only some answers about the performance of the asset, but it's also helping you lay out a game plan. But the two big things that it gives you, or that it gives us, is it gives us our target price and it gives us our not to exceed price. And those are really critical. We have we have seen many instances where people get nudged into paying slightly more than what they wanted to for an asset because there wasn't any real clarity about, well, what's the right number to pay? And then where's the line? There's a line somewhere where it goes from being a good deal to not being a good deal and not being worth doing. And you can get, quote unquote, nickeled and dimed, you know, $25,000, $50,000 at a time. You can get nickeled and dimed up and then across that line. So it's important to have that line. And that's part of the output that we get from our underwrite. So lots of different elements involved in not only what goes into the underwrite, but in the value of what you can do with it as you come forward. Where it's going to be a really full session. I doubt that we're going to have time for a lot of Q&A because the hour is going to be pretty full with content. I do want to make sure we answer questions you've got. So as I said, if you have a question that you'd like us to answer in the session, even if you're not going to be there, send me that question in advance, pat@marapoling.com, marapoling.com, and I'll make sure we integrate your question into the content that we prepare. And then after the session, because you'll be able to ask questions while you're in the session, if we can get to questions, we will. If we don't have a chance to get to questions, the questions you ask in the session we'll answer in a little write-up that we'll send along when we send out the copy of the slide deck and the recording. So your questions will get answered a couple different ways that we will do that. So remember, that's June 11th. Go to the Learning Center at marapoling.com. So go to marapoling.com, click on the Learning Center button, and you'll see a whole bunch of different material there. You'll see some of our past webinars. There's recordings of them there for you. You'll also see this webinar and the next webinar in the series, which is Math for Multifamily Real Estate. And you can click on the registration button. It'll take you to the site. It'll register it. It'll put it on your calendar for you, and then you'll get some reminders from our webinar system, I think a week before and a day before, something like that, to help you remember to hopefully come join us. So thanks for joining us this week. If you have questions, as always, shoot me an email. And please join us next week for another episode of Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling.